45. Rico. Rico and Bennett walked around the front of the armored 18-wheeler, headed for the people who had emerged from one of Sinosa's underground garages. They were a small group, easily identifiable as sheriff's deputies in their brown uniforms, twin revolvers resting on their hips, and silver badges pinned to their shirts. "Not quite Centurion material," Bennett said as the deputies noticed them coming. One of them took the lead, aiming to meet them halfway. "No clones down here," Rico replied. "Except for us. As long as they don't turn into lollies when the action hits." Rico glanced over at Bennett. Lolly was a word Austin had coined in reference to the people on Earth who froze at the sight of a trife instead of running, leaving the demons free to eat them like lollipops. It was a silly term, but that wasn't the point. How did this Bennett know it? She looked away from him before he noticed the sidelong glance, returning her attention to the lead deputy, a plain-looking woman with brown hair and a freckled face. "What is this?" the deputy asked, waving toward the convoy. "We heard fighting to the north, and we weren't sure if we should run or hide."
"It looks like you made your choice," Bennett said, his voice slightly accusing.
"The right choice," Hicks said, coming around them.
"Chief Ranger Hicks," the deputy said. "We were a little worried this was a slaver caravan or something. That's why only a few of us came out."
"No slavers," Hicks said. "Deputy Barnes, this is Rico Rodriguez and Ryan Bennett, Centurion Space Force."
"Centurion," Barnes said. She pointed up. "I saw the ship go over. I've heard the rumors, and Sheriff Duke swore me to secrecy, but is Sheriff Duke here?" "He is," Rico said. "We aren't with the CSF. We're here as members of the organization." "What is that?"
Now that Rico had said it, she wasn't sure how to respond. What was the organization, really? Abel had tried to explain, but how did that translate to the here and now?
"We hunt aliens," Bennett said, responding for her. "The Axon and the Relia, and anything else that might decide it wants a piece of humankind."
Barnes smiled. "Sounds good to me."
She turned her head north towards Sinisco.
"You said it was better that we hid?"
"Yeah," Hicks said. "This convoy is all that's left of Sinisco."
Her head whipped back toward him.
"What?"
"The city is gone," he replied. 95% of the population was killed, including Governor Duke.
Deputy Barnes's face paled, her mouth going slack. Her lip started quivering, and she looked away, trying to recover her grip.
"We're taking the survivors south," Rico said, "to the Pilgrim. You and yours should join us."
Barnes looked at Rico again, her eyes threatening tears.
"You want us to leave Sinosa?"
"No, I don't want that at all. But the entire planet is under siege. Those creatures you saw are called Jaxcluth, and they're everywhere. Thousands and thousands of them."
"Like the Trife?"
"Worse than the Trife."
"I can't believe this is happening."
"Do you know how many people are in the city?" Bennett asked.
"An exact count? No. A lot of people left after the last thing."
She paused, realization hitting her.
"They went north. They thought they would be safer there.
And they weren't. Barnes, I need a count of available vehicles and a more accurate estimate of the number of survivors. Can you get that for me?"
Barnes nodded.
"I can."
"Good. We'll wait outside. Hicks, why don't you go with her?"
"Roger that," Hicks said.
He joined Barnes and the other deputies as they retreated to the garage.
"What do you think?" Bennett asked.
"About what?"
Rico replied.
"All of this. Vite, the organization, Max."
"What about Max?"
"An Axon intellect helping us? I don't trust it."
"It doesn't matter, he's Hayden's friend."
"It's no friend, Rico."
He moved in closer to her.
"You know what the organization is all about. If we get the chance, we should try to take the intellect out."
"Are you crazy?" Rico replied. "Max brought us technology that recharged the Parabellum's core. He also helped save my life and Isaac's. He's hardly a threat."
"Isn't it?
It's acting in the interests of its makers. Even Sheriff Duke said that's possible. Maybe taking care of Vite is included with that, but what about when that's done? We don't know it won't turn on us. We can't prove that it won't turn on us, and we don't need it to fight this fight. It's a wild card, and this mission is risky enough as is.
Rico stared into Bennett's eyes. She didn't want to admit it, but he wasn't completely wrong. Max was an Axon. What proof did they have that he wasn't allied with Vite?
You know I'm right, Bennett said. I can see it in your eyes.
Rico swallowed, heart racing.
It's not our decision to make. Whose decision is it, Sheriff Dukes? Who put him in charge? With Abel dead, you're in charge of the Centurions, Rico, not Duke, not Stacker, not Card. You. We go where you tell us to. We do what you tell us to do.
The more Rico thought about it, the more right Bennett's statement felt. She didn't want to go against Hayden. He was a good friend, and he had already been through too much. But Ryan was saying what everyone else hesitated to say out of their respect and sympathy for Hayden. Having an Axon in their midst was a huge risk.
I'll talk to Hayden. Talk? That's not going to help.
My decision, Rico snapped. Right?
Bennett's mouth snapped shut. He nodded. She realized suddenly that they were standing centimeters apart. Bennett was close enough for her to smell his familiar scent. She hated Hyrie for bringing him back to life all over again as she stepped back from him.
Is everything okay?
Hayden asked, coming around the side of the truck.
Rico?
Everything's fine, Sheriff, she replied. Hicks went into the garage with Deputy Barnes. They're counting heads as we speak.
Good. We need to get moving ASAP. We don't have time to waste.
Did you get what you needed, Sheriff?
Bennett asked.
Pause,
Hayden replied.
We're going to escort the convoy south and then we'll take the fight to the enemy.
Bennett smiled.
Yes, sir, I like that plan.
I'm going to connect with Hicks and Barnes, Hayden said.
I'd like the Centurions on watch while we reconfigure the convoy to include the people here.
Rico glanced at Bennett, whose expression seemed to suggest that she didn't need to fulfill Hayden's request. But why wouldn't she?
Of course, Sheriff. Consider it done.
Thank you, Hayden replied.
Sheriff, when you have a minute, I have something I'd like to discuss with you in private.
Hayden seemed surprised, but he nodded.
We'll make time once the caravan is moving again. Pause?
Pause, she replied.
Hayden headed off toward the garage. Rico put her helmet back on, activating the comm.
Centurions, we're on watch duty.
She looked out at their surroundings.
I'm marking squad members and positions. Head to your marks and stay alert.
She sent Bennett to the furthest vantage point she could find, hoping to get him away from her. Even though everything he had said made sense, there was something about it, and him, that was making her uneasy. And it wasn't just because she was attracted to him for all the wrong reasons. She hoped.